Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
You're welcome, Mark. Aren't we all more aware than ever now, with the cost of living crisis and energy costs going up and so on, of the need to get value for money? But many of us do still fall into the trap of marketing tricks and clever signage and so on. Well, the ESRI are conducting research into how we think about our money, our euro. Dr. Deirdre Robertson is a senior research officer with the ESRI, and she's with me now to tell me about this study. Deirdre, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me.
So how much, that phrase that we know, the price of everything, the value of nothing, is basically this research, is it?
Well, yes, it's decades and decades of behavioural science, psychology and behavioural economics research would suggest that. I mean, that's not to say that we're all being tricked all of the time and that nobody understands money, but it is true that we tend to be more likely to fall for certain tricks and to end up wasting money unintentionally because essentially of the way our brains process money, and also because of our limited capacity to pay attention to everything around us at the same time.
So are you going to be looking at some marketing tricks like 2-for-1 or 50% off or whatever and saying most of us fall for this one? Is that it?
Well, that has already been done quite a lot. There's a lot of research on those kind of tricks. What we're interested in are how people make financial decisions around particular long-term financial products. So things like credit cards, bank accounts, loans and mortgages. You know, if you get fooled by a marketing trick on one occasion in a supermarket, it's not going to have a massive impact on your bank balance. But of course, if we make financial mistakes when it comes to those longer term financial products, it can have really long-term impacts on our finances. So what we're looking for is anyone who's aged 18 and over in Ireland who either has one of these products or might think about getting one in the future, just to do 2 short online anonymous surveys where, you know, they tell us about the types of accounts they're looking at or they have, and then some of the stuff around the decisions that they were making when deciding on those products.
So, for example, then, would this be, I don't know, that you have a certain amount of money in your savings account and you're making absolutely no money on the interest because the interest is awful in that savings account and you just don't think about it, you just leave it sitting there because I don't know why. But is that an example of things that, you know, we're falling down on?
Yeah, so that can be one example. So, you know, for example, we're all fooled by familiarity. So we might make certain decisions on, for example, where we have a bank account because we're familiar with somewhere. So might think, you know, better the devil you know, I'm just going to leave it in that account. I know how the account works. My money is there. I have easy access to it. Whereas, for example, one thing we know that we're really, really bad, and most people are really bad at this, is that we underestimate exponential growth or compound interest. So a lot of us might leave money sitting in savings accounts when actually financially it could be better to put them into pension savings, for example, because that interest rate is compound and over time a small bit of money adds up to a huge bit of money. And there's been a lot of experiments doing where they get people to estimate, okay, say you put €1,000 into this account every year, how much will you have in 40 years? And people are kind of saying, you know, they would have 50% of the value that's the actual value. So we're really underestimating the extent of these savings a lot of the time.
If we get to the smaller financial decisions, though, Deirdre, and this is one that I'm very susceptible to doing myself now, I have to say, we're much more likely, apparently, to buy a jumper if it's €50 and it says it's down from €100 than if it's €50, it's always been €50. Like, that's me. I'd be like, I'm getting a great deal here. I'll buy the €50. You know, I'd never spend €100 in a jumper. Yeah, but I'll tell you my thought process. I'd never spend €100 in a jumper, but I'd love to get a €100 jumper for €50.
Yes, exactly. No, you're absolutely right. And most people actually think that it's called reference pricing and it's used to great effect, particularly in things like Black Friday sales and stuff.
Yeah.
And part of that is because the way we think about value isn't just putting a price on a product that we see and thinking, is that good value or not? But actually, we think about it in terms of the fairness of the price. We think, oh, that's great. We're getting a great deal because it used to be €100, or it specifies a greater quality. So that jumper must be much better quality because it used to be €100. So actually, I'm getting a great deal with €50. Mm. So we don't actually think about money just in terms of the monetary amount, when sometimes we should. Instead, we're influenced by kind of, oh, this person is giving me a great deal, or this must be great quality, or isn't this, you know, reciprocity from the shop who are doing this sale for me, and that influences how we think about it.
Can I ask you before we let you go, Deirdre, why is the ESRI doing this study? Is it that we're particularly naive in Ireland, or do you want to help the consumer along, or what's the thinking behind it?
No, not as far as I'm aware. There's no difference in Ireland to anywhere else. This is a worldwide issue about how we think about money, and all the research I've mentioned has been done globally. The reason we're doing it is that we want to find out more about how people are making these decisions currently so that we can help people get better deals. So it's research that's funded by the Department of Finance, and the ESRI does research to inform public policy. So we want to find out more about it so that we can then use that research to inform interventions that will try and overcome some of these psychological shortcomings about how we understand money. Okay. So we are simultaneously designing a web page, an app that's going to take kind of user-friendly and fun way to show people how to make better financial decisions. And everyone who signs up is going to get advanced access to that when okay. it's ready.
And this time next year, Deirdre, we'll be millionaires. Isn't that right? But first, people, the willing guinea pigs have to go to esri.ie/survey. Isn't that right?
That's right. Please sign up there.
Okay. Dr. Deirdre Robertson, Senior Research Officer at the ESRI. Thank you very much indeed.